Hello, world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy. You're listening on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet. It's called IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to this season, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. And before we jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And we are walking through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your TV talk show done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. This is it. So this is week 5 of 13. Our theme this week is broadcast your brilliance, and it's about building your audience. We're going to dive into this episode talking about the long and short of things, choosing the right video format for your content. We are getting into video now. You've been following the formula.
We're finally there.
Yes. Episode 18 is short and sweet. Why short form videos are key to your video strategy. Episode 19, from reels to stories, becoming a video authority on social media. And then we'll wrap up episode 20, mastering short form video, creating an effective and intentional video. This is following on the heels of week 4 of 13, unlock your message. You have something important to say, where we talked all about messaging and invitations and calls to action and the real power of the hero's journey, their turning point story, and everyday moments that are story gold. Today's episode, from long to short, choosing the right video format for your content is what we're going to be talking about. This makes it season 12, episode 17, moving right along. Yeah. And you shared, Declan, an amazing statistic when we were putting this show together. You want to share that?
I would love to. And this one blows me away. 84% of people said that they were convinced to buy a product or a service after watching a brand's video.
Yeah.
84%. It's actually,
I totally
a little
believe
higher.
That. You think it's higher?
Yes, because this particular number was from 2020, and I know they've done studies in the last 2 years. And so the number has gone up a few points. So it's like everyone, it's almost everyone is making buying decisions from watching videos.
Yeah, for me, especially, I shared that story for high ticket offers, coaching programs and service programs. It was through video that convinced me to pull out the credit card. There was no way that any written word would do that without connecting to the person and hearing their story, hearing their voice, understanding what they were going through.
Yeah.
And so why is this important? It's important because in order to become a person worth watching, we need to understand the different formats used in video storytelling. And you're enlightening me as our resident expert on that. And it's to build an engaged audience faster is really what it's about.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So this is where we finally get to talk about video and all the different ways that you can use video. And so what we want you to know is there are three primary formats for using video, at least that we're working with here. And so the first one we'll talk about is what we call long form video. And to make a little caveat though, because as we were even preparing for this episode, between this week and a year ago, things have changed drastically in what we consider long or short. So we're giving you general numbers that are really good guidelines, but just know that we know that things are changing and we want you to know that too. So it's a good idea to check in on the old Google machine to find out where things stand now, because the social media platforms are always changing what they, how they define these links.
Right.
So the first thing is the long form video. So long form video would be a video that is 10 minutes in length or longer. And this is an example, right? We now know since COVID that things changed drastically in those couple of years since then, because everyone was watching video even more. And so now some people say 5 minutes is a long form video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. I just want to throw this in there as we're jumping into what you need to know. We're still kind of at the top of this episode, that what we're talking about this week is really around the videos that you'll create to build your audience, to market your show, to build that following, separate from the videos that you'll create in your TV talk show.
Good distinction. Because we'll get to those too.
Mm-hmm. But we're taking stepping stones along the way.
Exactly. So at this point, when we get to the part where we teach you about launching your show, we want you to already have been building an audience. And so this is why we're talking about these shorter videos, shorter than having your show, so that you can start to create awareness and traction and build an audience. So when you get to the show,
get comfortable behind the camera.
Ooh, that part too. Yes. Maybe even more important than who's watching. How comfortable are you? Yes. So you're going to be getting a lot of practice between now and then.
The long form video you're talking about with 10 minutes or longer could technically be the TV talk show formula, but also in this instance is more geared around building that following, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So yeah, it's technically your show will be a long form video, although it may be a live video, or depending on how you end up choosing to put it out there. It could be live, it could be recorded to live, but either way, it's going to fall into the category of a long form video, because it will be definitely 10 minutes plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
short form.
Okay. So the short form videos are shorter than 10 minutes, and actually, I want to get your minds around, when you hear short form video now, it's really talking about 10 to maybe 90 seconds. So 2, 3, 5 minutes is still considered short form, but in the world of social media in particular and YouTube, a short form video is short, mm-hmm. and up to 90 seconds. So 10 seconds to 90 seconds. Is typically what we would call a short form video.
Like the Snapchats. Back in the day with the Vines, kids used to watch Vines.
Yeah. I haven't heard that for a while. Yes. Vines. Yes. The Snapchat. TikTok started. Mm-hmm. It's really TikTok's fault that we have this whole concept of super short videos, right? And the other social media's platforms had to follow suit in order to, you know, stay in the game. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back to short form quite a bit in these coming episodes. So we'll move on for now.
You have the live video. What's the difference with that, the live video?
So when you're making a video, either you're recording it, not live, right? So you're not streaming live, and you could do that. A live video could be, you know, via Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube Live, maybe LinkedIn Live. Or some other platform that you're streaming through to these destinations, right? So live is it's actually happening in the moment, and recorded is you're recording a video that you're going to later post. And then you can also post a video later and have it appear to be live. So mm-hmm. there's different ways that this can work. But a live video is where you're not editing. It's in the moment, right? And so there's sort of an excitement about that. It's a different format from a highly produced edited video. So lives can be any length, really. We're going to talk more about live for your show down the road, where your show may be anywhere from 13 minutes to 30 minutes
Maybe even an hour. You can even go an hour up to that.
You
one.
Can, yeah, some platforms let you go even longer than that.
Yeah.
But like Joe Rogan, right? He goes on forever.
Because you get to interact and engage longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know that this is a journey. We know that we're taking you, finally talking about video. Make sure you subscribe to TVTalkShowFormula.com, TVTalkShowFormula.com, so you don't miss an episode. We're almost halfway through the program, and you can catch previous episodes. I know it goes fast. And then at any time, if you want support from us for your TV talk show, then you can contact us at TVTalkShowFormula.info. And we've got just about 2 minutes left of this. Can you believe that?
Okay,
what do we want
course.
Our listeners to do this week on this episode? Yes.
So we would like you to think of some folks that you follow, influencers, experts, particularly in your own field. So who are the people maybe that are your mentors or the people you look up to, that maybe people you've been trained by, who are on social media? And go to their platform, wherever you see them most, and watch several of their videos. Notice how they're using short form videos, long form videos, and if they're doing live. So they might be on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. So basically you're doing a little I spy, what do they call it? Reconnaissance?
Recon. Yeah, recon.
There you go. Recon yeah. work right yeah. now. Get a sense of how that looks. And then with that information, we'd like you to write down some of the common phrases. So we want you to listen to how they're putting together their videos, their formats, their stories, and notice how they're transitioning from piece to piece in the video, and see if you can catch the four elements of storytelling that we have described in the previous episodes 13 and 14, so that you can see how this is being used by people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can go back and get episode 13 and 14 if you missed it at tvtalkshowformula.com. They're listed up there on demand, so you can go back and listen to those elements of there. But really, you want to do this homework because it's going to be used later. You're going to continue to use that. I know when I was into personal growth, and I would get into the chapters and all the good information, and then I would say, yeah, I'll get to it later. And I would never get to it later. We want you to do that now, because you'll be thankful that you did. And that's going to wrap up this episode. This is number 17, from long to short, choosing the right video format for your content. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Declan Oseguera. Thank you for listening.